This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Researchers have long known that men are more prone to cancer than women, but the reasons for that have not been clear. In a paper out today, though, Boston-based researchers find an explanation in men's genes. Here to tell us more is Carrie Goldberg. She's host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Welcome.
Thank you, Deb.
So I didn't realize that there was a difference in cancer rates between men and women. How significant is it?
So I think it's not very common knowledge, actually, that this gap exists, but it's a very striking gap. The American Cancer Society says nearly half of all men will get cancer at some point in their lifetime, compared to a little more than a third of all women. So it's significant. And it's not just because men have prostates and there's a lot of prostate cancer. This is true across most cancers, that men and boys get them more. Sometimes in some cancers, they get even double and triple. And overall, it's a 20% higher risk.
And so what have researchers been thinking were some of the reasons behind that?
Well, the reigning explanation has been that it's men's environment, which could include, you know, factory jobs that expose them to toxic chemicals, cigarettes, diet, drinking. But that hasn't been fully satisfying because, for example, why would this male bias in cancer hold true even for kids? I mean, they're not smoking and working in factories. So in this paper that was just published today in the journal Nature Genetics, some Boston-based researchers, they're from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, the Broad Institute, and Mass General, they report findings that suggest a very different explanation. And it's one that hinges on the X chromosome.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to remember high school biology.
Okay, good luck
here.
Good luck.
Okay, females have two X chromosomes.
Correct.
Males, X and a Y.
Very good.
So there's something about not having that second X chromosome that makes men more vulnerable.
Right. So let's back up for a minute to the beginning. So I spoke with Dr. Andrew Lane at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. He's one of the leaders of this new research. And he says his team dug into masses of data on cancer DNA that had been gathered over the last decade or so, trying to figure out what the differences were between male cancers and female cancers. And they were looking specifically for what's called tumor suppressor genes. They basically protect cells from cancer. Typically, cancers mutate or delete these tumor suppressor genes. Here's Andrew Lane.
When we looked across the whole genome, of which there are about 20,000 genes, the only genes that were mutated more frequently in male cancers than female cancers were on the X chromosome.
Okay, so wait, my high school biology, I thought I remembered correctly. X chromosome, women have two,
correct,
men have one.
Right, and so if you have two X chromosomes, you have two sets of tumor suppressor genes that are located on the X, right? So more protection from cancer. Except that it's not quite so simple because one copy of the X chromosome normally gets shut down in all cells. So the researchers were wondering, why should it make a difference if you have one X chromosome or two if only one can be working? But Andrew Lane says the answer seems to be that some genes on the X chromosome that are supposed to be shut down or inactivated are not. They're like escapees. They're like escaped genes from inactivation. They function anyway, and that means they can work against cancer.
Females are protected from cancer to some relative extent because they have two copies of these genes, whereas males only have one. So if they're going to get a cancer that those genes are involved, they have to mutate them twice, whereas males only have to have one mutation.
So one mutation and it gets you, right? So Dr. Lane says his team's calculations suggest that with some cancers, up to 80% of the gap between men and women could be related to mutations in these particular genes. Now, of course, there are other differences as well, like hormones, but still, this is looking like a pretty significant piece of the puzzle.
So let's talk about what that translates into. Mm-hmm. I know it's probably an early stage, but we do tend to think of men's cancers, prostate cancer, mm-hmm, women, breast mm-hmm cancer. Mm-hmm. Could this research point to some kind of, I don't know, sex-based cancer treatments?
Yes, so possibly. Andrew Lane says the first step is just to make sure that in any cancer research, whether it's in the lab or clinical trials, there have to be enough males and females in the study so that you can see what's going on with their cancers genetically and how it might differ by sex. And he says that applies even to lab animals. You have to make sure you've got both females and males.
And is the thinking that this could soon be in doctors' offices?
Yeah, it could in time. And, you know, it fits in with this big trend of precision medicine in which the treatment is tailored to your genes, Dr. Lane says.
So if it turns out that males and females are much more likely to have one pathway or another mutated in their cancers, it could mean that even some of these precision type cancer therapies are more likely to benefit a male or a female.
So, Deb, we should emphasize this is not happening now or very soon, but the upshot is that eventually, you know, say you have two patients with the same type of cancer, a man and a woman, their doctor would know that their difference in sex could mean that the genetics driving the cancer could be different for each of them. So it's just like one more dimension that could be considered in the complex decisions that have to be made when cancer is being treated.
Okay, Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health. You can find a link to her story at our website, radioboston.org. Carrie, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.